This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. death toll from the coronavirus is expected to reach 100,000 in a few days. To mark the event, the front page of today's print version of the New York Times is a simple list of names of the dead and brief personal details about them taken from media reports around the country. The U.S. death toll early Sunday was more than 97,000, according to Johns Hopkins University. The global total of infections has risen to more than 5.3 million, and more than 343,000 people have died of the disease. On Saturday, China, the country where the coronavirus outbreak began, reported no new infections. It was the first time that had happened since it started reporting cases in January. The pandemic has countries struggling to keep people safe while simultaneously reopening their economies. It has disrupted collective celebrations by Muslims throughout the world, observing the end of Ramadan, as well as the Memorial Day holiday weekend in the United States, when millions of people traditionally head to beaches and national parks. Washington may impose sanctions on China over new proposed law on security in Hong Kong. That's according to White House National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien today. He said if China basically takes over Hong Kong, in his word, as he said, it will look like they do with the new security law, Secretary Mike Pompeo will likely be unable to certify that Hong Kong maintains a high degree of autonomy. O'Brien made those comments on NBC's Meet the Press program today. If that happens, he said, there will be sanctions that will be imposed on Hong Kong and on China. China on Friday revealed its plan to bypass Hong Kong's legislature to impose a national security law on Hong Kong to prevent and punish so-called acts of secession, subversion, or terrorism activities. VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has hailed the temporary eyed ceasefire in Afghanistan as a tremendous opportunity for advancing peace efforts in the war-torn country. The Taliban insurgency announced the truce just hours before the three-day eyed al-Fitr festivities began Sunday, marking the end of the Islamic fasting month of Ramadan. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani swiftly reciprocated by ordering government forces to cease fighting during the holiday and also initiated a process to release up to 2,000 Taliban prisoners. Pompeo said, "We worked hard to achieve this moment." He spoke Sunday while welcoming the break in Afghan hostilities, which have killed and injured hundreds of people in recent weeks. The chief U.S. diplomat underlined the need for Afghan government and Taliban leaders to desist from escalating violence after Eid and instead expedite a prisoner swap to move urgently to intra-Afghan peace negotiations. Reports from Somalia say at least 4 civilians were killed Sunday and more than 15 others were wounded in a bomb blast during Eid al-Fitr celebrations outside the Somalia town of Baidoa. 2 of the dead are children. That's according to reports from the scene. The explosion occurred on Sunday afternoon in a field near an internally displaced persons camp north of the town. Somalia observed Eid al-Fitr on Saturday, but according to tradition, festivities continue for 3 days. A security official who could not be named said celebrations were held in the field Saturday without incident. He believes the bomb was placed before celebrations continued for a second day on Sunday. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is defending one of his top advisors who's come under scrutiny for violating travel lockdowns. Johnson said he would not fire advisor Dominic Cummings, who drove 400 kilometers to his parents' house from London while he and his wife were sick with the novel coronavirus. Opposition politicians have called for Cummings' resignation or dismissal. They say he violated clear restrictions on any trips outside of one's primary residence other than for essential business. But Cummings said he had to travel when he realized he and his wife were becoming sick in order to ensure that his 4-year-old son would be looked after. In a press conference Sunday, Prime Minister Johnson defended Cummings' actions. Britain's recorded the second highest death toll from COVID-19 in the world, with over 36,000 deaths from the virus. The corruption trial of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu got underway on Sunday. Netanyahu's trial began with renewed accusations by the prime minister that police and prosecutors have launched a conspiracy to depose him. He's the first sitting Israeli prime minister to face criminal charges. Those charges include fraud, breach of trust, and accepting bribes. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.
VOA. VOA 1. VOA 1. The best music now.
Megan Trainor, No Excuses, from a couple of years ago. Megan's got a brand new song. She just put it out a couple of days ago, and it's called Genetics, and it features the Pussycat Dolls, and she invites her fans to record dance videos to that song and send the dance videos to her email address, and she'll probably pick somebody to do something special, like appear in one of her music videos or something once this quarantine thing ends. Coming up next, Katy Perry, who just put out a brand new single, which is called Daisies. And this one's called Never Really Over on VOA 1.
I'm losing my self-control. Yeah, you're starting to trickle back in. But I don't want to fall down the rabbit hole. Cross my heart, I won't do it again. Tell myself, draw the line. Not do I do, but once in a while I trip up and across the line. And I think of you. 2 years and just like that, my head still takes me back. Thought it was done, but I guess it's never really over. Oh, we were such a mess, but wasn't it the best? Thought it was done, but I guess it's never. I could try hypnotherapy. I gotta rewire this brain. Cause I can't even go on the internet without even checking your name. I tell myself, draw the line. Not do I do, but once in a while I trip up and across the line. I think of you. 2 years and just like that, my head still takes me back. Thought it was done, but I guess it's never really over. Oh, yeah.
it's never really over.
Ooh.
Away One, Maren Morris, and her brand new song, which is The Bones. And it's her first big hit since she put out The Middle a few years ago. The Bones is number one on the country music charts right now, so congratulations to her. On social media, she posted some photos of her little baby boy. She's married to singer Ryan Hurd, and they have a little newborn son named Hayes Andrew Hurd. So life is good for Maren Morris. I'm Larry London. Here's Harry Styles, Adore You. This is VOA 1 and the Hits.
Maybe that makes me a fool. I like that you're lonely, lonely like me.
VOA1.
Written in these walls are the stories that I can't explain. I leave my heart open, but it stays right here empty for days. She told me in the morning she don't feel the same about us in her bones. Seems to me that when I die, these words will be written on my stone. And I'll be gone, gone tonight. The ground beneath my feet is open wide. The way that I've been holding on too tight, with nothing in between. The story of my life, I take her home. To keep her warm in time
is frozen.
He's Roddy Rich and getting richer every day. That's The Box on VOA 1. My name is Larry London, keeping you company. Thank you so much for joining us. Did you know that 80% of the coronavirus cases are mild, even though there's over 3 million cases reported around the world right now? It seems that young people and healthy people face a much lower risk of serious illness. The elderly and people with health conditions face a higher risk of fatality. If you have diabetes or high blood pressure, those health conditions do present a higher risk. If you have a cough, fever, and shortness of breath, please contact a doctor and stay away from other people. And if you want additional information, you can find it on our website. Please go to voanews.com. And you'll find all the information you need right there. I'm Larry London. This is VOA1, The Hits.